This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Me. Is sane. The stuff I'm talking about is pretty much insane. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time, again, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really what it boils down to. Right? I want you part of the solution. The way you get part of the solution is you get informed, you get engaged, you find out what's going on. All right? And as I've been saying over and over and over again, do not believe every piece of information that's coming by you at 100 miles an hour. Now, there's a couple of ways to get the show, right? I prefer you listen to it on your local radio station. If they don't carry the show, I keep telling you, we have picked up shows this way. Call them. Ask them why they don't carry the show. You shouldn't have to listen to it through your smartphone. All right? But you go to my website. We are live there. We have live video. You have a live chat room. You can get involved with other like-minded people that like you are. Maybe not. Maybe you're 180 degrees from what the show's all about. But at least you can have, they're not animals in my chat room. At least you can have some decent conversations with them. Okay, it's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We also have an Android app and an Apple app and an Android app. Where you can get it down on your phone. You can listen to us live. There's so much you can do. And you can watch the show. You can listen to the show. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. I'm going to hit a Twitter story, then we'll go to the phones. All right. So if you want to be rich, I mean, seriously, if you're a young person and you don't even need 15 minutes of fame, you want to be rich. You want to have a few bucks in your pocket? Try to get adopted by either Clinton or Joe Biden or John Kerry. You know, I mean, think about something. Chelsea Clinton, we just found out, she made $9 million working on a corporate board with no real world experience in that area. It seems like, why would you spend money in college if you're a Clinton, Biden, Kerry, and so forth? I mean, think about what they're doing with these people. Now, there's a little trend going on here, right? You got Joe Biden's son, multimillionaire, not a clue. In either one of the endeavors he took on, in either one of the jobs he got, not a clue. Then, obviously, Hillary Clinton's daughter, multimillionaire, got a job right out of college, right, doing journalism. What was she being paid? $400,000? Then you have John Kerry's son, another multimillionaire. Hasn't got a clue. And what do all these people, come on, work with me here. What do all these people have in common? Put it together. Figure it out. It's not that hard. Well, whatever. Anyway, you know, and it's all about making sure, again, the distractions that you're seeing happen right now, the problems that you're seeing going down all have to do with the fact that they don't want you really to know. They don't want you to see. They don't want you to be part of the finding out all this about the Democrats. You know what I mean by that? They don't want you to dig into these things. They want to keep it quiet. They want to keep it at bay. And I don't know why. It makes no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Let me go to the phone. I got James from the UK, James. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe.
Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, yeah, I'm good, thank you. I've listened to your show for some time now. Never called in. Always found it very interesting. Just want to share how I sort of found my faith. I've never been a practicing Christian, but I started working in music. I've been in music for 20 years, but I started getting some relative success in the music industry and working with some well-known artists. And because of the sort of genre that I write country music, obviously there's a lot of taste involved in that sort of writing. And it's strange because I work with very famous, but he's also very well known for his faith. And that's what brought me into Christianity. So it's just a strange, I found it a strange sort of avenue that brought me into that faith. But sort of my story, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just that it's hard to hear you because it's breaking up. You're breaking up very badly, but it's okay. But I appreciate you listening to the show. I know you said that you have been listening or continue to listen, and I appreciate your time with me. I appreciate you calling in. Again, stay with it. Feel free to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It's too bad. I'm sorry. I'll get it out of my mouth in a second. I'm sorry that we couldn't hold on to that because I would have been curious to hear what he had to say, hear more about that. All right, let me get back to some of the things that we've been talking about, because I got to tell you something. It's not going to get any easier. It's not going to get any better. All right, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have got the Democrats pushing back on every little thing that Trump is doing. And I mean every little thing. Now, there has to be a reason for that, right? It doesn't just stop, or it didn't just start because they just hate Trump. They know what that means to their wallets. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, your host, just on the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzino here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzino. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. So you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I really very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. We've been talking like everybody else. Sorry. I apologize. I told you I'd never get like that, but I have. We've been talking about the same thing everybody else is talking about. What's going on in Iran? What's going on in the Middle East? What the heck we're doing there? I think we should make it a big lake. You know, they need water anyhow. Might as well. But, I love these people now. We're there for the oil. We don't need the oil. We're oil independent. We don't need their oil. There's no reason for us to be there. You know, grabbing their oil. Some of you who think that's the only reason we're there. But instead of listening to the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Schiff's of the world, How about we listen to reality? Listen to people who actually live there, who have lived there, who live inside of Iran. What if we do that? You think that might give us a different perspective? I mean, I'm guessing here a little bit. But you see what I mean? Let's listen to people who actually have been there, who've had to put up with this. Take a listen.
Being in the Twilight Zone, guys, I'm completely outraged at this notion that the propaganda machine that is the media is glorifying Qasem Soleimani. Do you people know that this man has not only the blood of Americans on his hands, but the blood of Iranians, Iraqis, Yemenis, Afghanis? I mean, since when did we start mourning the death of a terrorist?
Most of the Americans don't even know what a Tani is. Not even a clue. They don't even know there's a country over there. What are you talking about?
I mean, seriously, I've had, like, friends on the left, both Iranian and American, attack me for echoing the rhetoric of my people. The people in Iran are happy. The people in Iran are happy that this man who was responsible for the slaughter of so many people is gone. Like, where was your outrage last month when the regime slaughtered 1,600 kids?
See? That's what I'm talking about. Where was you people on the left? You self-righteous, wonderful people on the left? Where was your outrage last month? Where was your outrage when all these people were being killed in the streets? Where? Trying to understand. You know what I'm saying? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563.
For peaceful protests. Where's your outrage for the thousands of political prisoners that are in Iran right now? Where was your outrage?
By the way, that's her hitting the desk, not me.
When the Hashdashabi took over the American embassy and, like, vandalized it and killed an American contractor. And for the people on the ground, they don't hate America. They don't hate Donald Trump. In fact, there's a lot of trending hashtags right now from Iran on Twitter. Thank you, Trump. We thank you. Thank you for, you know, Soleimani. Thank you. You know, go look for yourselves. And
Come on. Really? Oh, no, it's over anyway. But, I mean, think about what she's saying. Right? She's telling you to go check it. You've heard this before. Go check it out on your own. Go see what it's all about. Check this general out and find out how much damage he's actually done. Find out what he has done to deserve this. I mean, do we not protect America? I mean, that's kind of the feeling I'm getting. Is we shouldn't expect at all to protect Americans overseas. I guess it's not right. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Now, I can't show you this because it won't play well on the radio. But I love, you know, I've got some videos that people have sent me where students, American students here in this country, have ripped down statues on campuses, cultural statues, right? Statues of people that because they owned a slave or owned slaves or because they didn't fight the right way or they decide those statues had to come down. What I find interesting is why does the left never take down, never scrutinize, never beat on leaders of the KKK from years gone by? I'm just curious. But I'm watching these young people ripping down statues on college campuses, and yet these are the same people screaming about Trump, saying that he was going to go destroy some of the cultural, you know, the museums and areas in Iran. Right? They had a fit over it.
What's the difference? Because they'll tell you there's a difference. They'll tell you, no, ours were white supremacists. They owned slaves. And that's why, you know, and you have to stop and say, well, wait a minute. And now you're okay with, I just love this, you're okay protecting people that throw gays off of roofs, gay and lesbians off the roofs of buildings? There was a video that I wouldn't put up. I'm not going to play it. Where three or four young men were being hanged for being, you know what their crime was? The crime was because they were homosexuals in Iran. Because homosexuality is against the law in Iran. But we should protect them. And yet it's Trump that hates the gay people, right? You guys are like really, really off a lot. I don't know if some of you heard, but the Australian fires, you know, they're not caused by climate change. And there's actually a story going around saying that environmentalists created these brush fires, right? And when you think about what's going down, and some of these people, they do things like this to bring your attention to. So is that how we bring the attention now? Let's light the whole darn continent on fire? I mean, seriously, I love this. And then there was somebody who put up a piece earlier, which I thought was great. Look at all the earthquakes we're having, and the tornadoes, the landslides, tectonic plates that are moving. You're hearing more about fracking and hurricanes and volcanoes and these fires. You can't tell me it's not about climate change. Well, so you have unsettled science that you can't prove it has to be about climate change, yet my Bible tells you when you start to see these things happening, we're getting close to the end. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House votes Thursday on a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and
a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. You know, who was I talking? I was talking to somebody today about Trump, and I said, he just drives them nuts. All he has to do, as long as his chest is going up and down and he's breathing, he's making them crazy. And I'm good with that, because it's total proof to show how much they just hate him. They hate him. They hate for what we stand for. Look, was it Representative Green a couple of weeks ago? He let something slip. I don't know how many people caught this. I should go back and get the video on it, but whatever. Right? They're talking now about how Pence has been complicit with him, and that becomes impeachable. So they're all set and ready to go. Should they ever? If they were able to pull off impeaching Trump, then they would go after Pence. Think about that. Right? It has nothing to do with honesty. It has nothing to do with the integrity of the country or whatever. They just want him out. Can you imagine President Pelosi? Seriously. This is crazy. Anyway. So, Bernie Sanders. Uncle Bernie. The guy, you know, that comes over for Thanksgiving, you got to keep him out of the way, right? And you're looking at Bernie just compared taking out terrorists responsible for killing hundreds of thousands, including hundreds of thousands of Americans, to Putin, right, assassinating his political dissidents. So apparently anybody who is against Trump might disappear.
A lawyer on these things, it might be. But this guy is, you know, was as bad as he was an official of the Iranian government. And you unleash then if China does that, you know, if Russia does that, you know, Russia has been implicated under Putin with assassinating dissidents. So once you're in the business of assassination, you unleash some very, very terrible forces. And what a lawyer on these things it might be. But this guy is...
You know, you have to think about something here. This is great, by the way. I love how these people do this. You know, he's going after Trump because he wants to save us. Because he wants to take a stand. He wants to keep a murderous person from doing even more damage to our country. And he's the bad guy, right? But when Obama was running around in Cuba, Because, you know, Cuba's all for people's rights, aren't they? They would never hurt anybody. I mean, they were throwing people in jail. They were cleaning up the streets before Obama got there by putting people in jail. That's how they were cleaning up the streets. Doesn't that give you a warm fuzzy? Right? I mean, seriously. It's just the craziness just never stops. It's continual with these people. I don't know how you fix it. I don't think you can. I think we've got to the point now where everybody, and I mean everybody on both sides in the legislature, they are so sure that they're right. They're so sure. Well, actually, they're afraid of their power being taken away, but they're so sure that they're right that they're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure they stay in power. Are you willing to let this happen, to keep letting this happen? Because I'm not. I think it's wrong. I think you need to take a stand. I think I need to take a stand. Well, not that I'm not already taking one. I don't know how much more of a stand I could take. And the Democrats, as I've always said, they hate the Internet. And the biggest reason they hate it is because it brings up all their past sins. Joe, stop it. Don't do it. Joe Biden has forgotten how he's felt about these kind of things. Take a listen to Joe, Uncle Joe, Cousin Joe, whatever you want to call him.
One fundamental weakness of the War Powers Resolution is that it fails to acknowledge powers that most scholars agree are inherent presidential powers.
Wait, what? You mean the president actually has inherent powers to go protect us? Joe, what happened?
Such as the power to repel an armed attack upon the United States or its armed forces, or to rescue Americans abroad.
Joe, to say it ain't so. Are you on different medication now? So all of a sudden, President Trump, because you hate him, doesn't have that same right?
My legislation corrects this deficiency and thus avoids the endless dispute over where the exact location of the line between what the president already possesses independently and what the Congress is bestowing on him by legislation, where that line rests.
Are you listening to this? Are you hearing what this lunatic is saying? I don't, you know, again, when you think about the dual set of standards that they have, one for the right, one for the left, it's what I've been saying for a while here. The left can do no wrong. Whatever they believe to be truth is truth. Whatever the right comes up with, even if they show you fact, they are wrong. They are liars, and they don't deserve the time of day. Give it some, I mean, seriously, people, give it some thought. And you know what they're going to say? Well, that's before. You can't do what-ifs. It's not a what-if. If punching somebody in the face was okay 10 years ago, then it's okay today. If punching somebody, not punching somebody, or sticking up for somebody 10 years ago, you should stick up for them today. If attacking Americans in Iran was bad back in the late 70s, remember that? I mean, seriously, if you want to do your homework, if you really want to do some history homework here, check out really who started this whole thing. Jimmy Carter is the one that, for all intents and purposes, removed the Shah of Iran. Now, before that, I don't know. I mean, I am not an expert in this area. I'm not even going to pretend to be. But there was peace there. The women did not have to wear burqas. Matter of fact, women got to go to school. They got to get educated. They were able to drive. The mullahs weren't running Iran. Now, maybe you hated him. Maybe you felt it was an American puppet. I don't know. I don't really care. But you think about, you know, when we get involved in this kind of thing in these countries, it usually screws things up more than make it better. But this one, I'll go all the way back to Carter and lay this on his shoulders. But again, let's get back to Joe Biden, you know, Uncle Joe, telling us really how this works, how this should work.
My bill enumerates five five instances where the president may use force. First,
Joe Biden, out of his mouth, this is what he believes to be truth.
To repel without congressional authority at the outset. First, to repel attack on U.S. territory or U.S. forces. Second, to deal with urgent situations threatening supreme U.S. interest, i.e. the Cuban Missile Crisis. Three, to extricate imperiled U.S. citizens. Four, to forestall or retaliate against specific acts of terrorism. Five, to defend against substantial threats to international sea lanes or airspace. It may be that no such enumeration can be exhaustive.
You know, I think it would be great. So this week Congress is going to debate, well, not this week, I think in the next day or two, they're going to debate this issue. They're going to come up with another War Powers Act, okay? And they love to put, you know, they love to do demonstrations and all this other stuff. Somebody should grab this. Is there a congressman listening? Listen, somebody should grab this and play this on the floor of Congress. Because, you know, they get, I don't know what they get, like 3 to 5 minutes each. This video is only a minute 41. So what they should do is, again, take this, play it on the screen behind them. See, we don't strategize. Republicans, we don't strategize. We use the gentleman rules. We shouldn't. We need to get to guerrilla warfare. We need to do what our founding fathers did. Okay? Take this video, put it up on the wall behind them, and say, if I was one of the Republican representatives, you know, I'd say, you know, I just think that Joe Biden, you know, was 100% right on. I think Joe's real mindset, because, you know, he's not there to speak, you know, in the immortal words of Joe Biden, I think we should all learn a lesson from Joe so we understand truly what the presidential powers are in situations like this, and I would play it. Isn't that great? Joe was in your host. Listen to Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You got to be part of the conversation. The only way you really get the information you need is to be part of the conversation. Now, whether we're on the same page or not, how do you know where we're coming from? Right? I mean, how do you know how I get to my decisions or my conclusions? That's why it's imperative that we listen to each other. I need to know why you believe what you believe. I need to know how you come at it. Instead of me just sitting here calling you an idiot, I should be able to sit there and talk to you about what you believe, why you believe. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, part of the solution. If you hop up to the website, you can actually sign up for email blast. Let you know who's coming on, what we're going to be discussing. Right? That kind of thing. And you just get informed. It's kind of what I'm saying. I'm just tripping over this, but get informed. I don't know how to put it in plain, simple English, but apparently I got it off. Recent poll found that 49% of U.S. college students disapprove of the United States' decision to kill Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani, though, it sounds more Italian than it does Iranian. Whatever. Anyway. The poll also found that Republican students were more likely to favor the move than Democrat students. And it was a very wide margin. A whopping 26% were unfamiliar with the strike. You ready? Yeah, did you catch that? 26% were unfamiliar with the strike against the Iranian general. On January 3rd, President Donald Trump ordered that strike, which resulted in the death of Soleimani. Now, Soleimani was a general. Now, there's something here. He was on a no-fly list. You guys know that? There's no way he should have been able to go in and out of the Baghdad airport because of the restraints that were put on him. But somehow he made it in and out, didn't he? Soleimani was a general of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force within it, which is the U.S. government has designated as a terrorist organization for years now. Soleimani was reported to have been responsible for killing of more than 600 American troops during the Iraqi war. 26% of these students strongly disapproved, while 23% somewhat disapproved. Another 10, they approved. Now, here's the problem with this. If you actually listen or check out the way the questions are asked and the way the kids look, now, I've been saying this, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I've been saying this for years. Why is it that our young people are afraid to say, I don't know, or I haven't been following? And the reason I say that is real, real simple. Because when you look at their faces, when they go to answer the question, it's obvious they have no clue as to what you're talking about. I mean, no clue. Why they can't say that, I don't know. Is it pride? Is that what it is? Maybe I'm too dull to figure this out. But there's no reason why they shouldn't say or shouldn't be able to say, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up on it. My studies are too important to me. I can't deal with this. It's okay to say that. But again, as I said before, you can tell by their faces where they're at. Anyway, the poll found that Democrat students, 12%, were less likely than Republican students, which is 64%, to approve of the strike. The results come even when some college professors have spoken in support of Soleimani's killing. Now, Syracuse University's Institute for Security Policy and Law Director of Research, Corey Zoli, admitted that something had to be done with regard to the Iranian general. University of Kansas professor Hoshin Saidian, who was born in Iran, also supported the move. It's really interesting that the people who actually lived there, lived under this regime, lived under this oppression, they're out there talking about how this needed to be done. This was a bad guy. This was a guy that killed thousands of Iranians. We can't listen to them, though. We have to listen to people and college students and others that live in this country. They've never been oppressed. They think they have, you know. They've never been oppressed in their lives. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to listen to them. Right? We're supposed to believe what they have to say. So, it's the same thing that's going on with Trump's impeachment. You have a Ukrainian president and AG and others that are saying, no, there was no quid pro quo. President didn't mention it, didn't push for any of that, and they won't believe them. They believe the one whistleblower that wasn't even there. I think that's wonderful. Peter Mansour, a professor at the Ohio State University, called a fatal strike against Soleimani justice served. Other professors, however, have spoken in opposition of the president's move. The University of Notre Dame professor Mary Ellen O'Connell, for example, told USA Today the United States had no justification to carry out the strike. You know, these are the same people that don't want prison terms for people. Right? These are the same people, like, what, in San Francisco County, They took away the, you know, juvenile delinquent terms and such. You can't call somebody a felon now. They were a private, they're a private justice system occupant or something like that. I don't even know. They come up with these weird terms because they don't want them to feel bad. So, you know, I mean, think about something. They commit a crime, they go to jail, and they don't want them to feel bad about committing that crime. Okay. Now, it's worth underscoring that the intentional killing of a human being, any human being, even a so-called bad guy, is murder, according to another professor. And murder is justified only under very limited circumstances, one which is indeed the targeting of military personnel during a war. But Iran and the United States are not at war. Ah, but that's not true. Just ask the Democrats. They say that President Trump has declared war on Iran, has entered into war with Iran. So, you know, either the professor's wrong or the Democrats are wrong. What do you think it is? So if this was not a lawful wartime killing during an ongoing war, and the United States claims it was not starting a new war, what exactly was it, the professor asks. We killed a bad man. We killed the guy that's sitting on the school grounds, shooting the place up, and trying to kill our kids. That's who we shot. Right? We shot the people that take hostages, and they're going to kill them one by one. That's who we shot. That's who we took out. Why this is so hard for these people, I just don't know. I will never understand, frankly. I don't get it. I don't get where they're coming from. I don't get what they believe. I don't even get what they stand for anymore. But it ain't for this country. It ain't for the American citizen. I'll give you another example. Right, we had, I'm very confused at the way some people think. You know, you have evangelicals out there say, you know, you shouldn't be praying for President Trump, and you shouldn't this, and you shouldn't that, and all that. We have separation of church. I mean, you hear all these nut jobs. But then recently, you know, evangelicals, when they lay hands and they pray with Donald Trump, the press said it was cult-like. They shouldn't be doing that. Right? You had no, they had no business laying their hands on our president like that. But when church members lay hands and they prayed with Joe Biden, those same press members, you know what they said? Oh, it's lovely. Isn't that really cool? It's great that they're praying for Joe Biden. You know what? They don't even hide it anymore. That's the funny thing about it. They don't even care to hide it. And I don't care. I think it's great. I think they should show this as much as they can. We should be helping them promote their how they feel about these things. Right? You're not helping them further their cause. You're actually helping us further our cause. I don't think I'm enough time to play that. Yeah. I'll play it tomorrow. You know, that Michelle Williams still like a red-hot rod in my head at the Golden Globe Awards. She got out there. Think about it. I want you to think about what she said. Really give it some thought. She got out there and said, real women, right, are for abortion. Because you choose your life, you choose the road you want to go down on, and that kind of thing. And she said, basically, she didn't have her first abortion, she wouldn't be up there to collect her trophy. She wouldn't be able to do the things that she did. Well, apparently now, a trophy, a hunk of metal, is much more valuable than a human life. What you want to do is much more valuable than a human life. So, as I've said before, women do not have a right to play God. Men don't have a right to play God. When you take a human life, an innocent human life, you've just played God. So I'm a senior host. You've been listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, off the air, sending me messages and what have you. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. God bless and have a great rest of the day.